from the MyTimmonsNow.com newsroom. This is Country 93.1 News.
I'm Bob McIntyre. The Tequatagamo First Nation, based about 20 kilometers southeast of Cochrane, is investing $20 million in Canada Nickel Company. Canada Nickel is developing the Crawford Mining Project just northwest of Timmins. Tequatagamo Deputy Chief Derek Archibald says it's the largest ever direct investment by a First Nation in a Canadian mining project. He says Canada Nickel aligns with his nation's values concerning environmental stewardship and sustainability.
The technology is pretty groundbreaking, and it also supports the clean energy transition. The minerals that they're mining is a critical mineral for the EV batteries.
Tequatagamo gets an 8.4% equity stake in Canada Nickel and one of the seven seats on its board. We've learned a bit more about the early Friday morning incident that shut down a block of 3rd Avenue until mid-afternoon. Timmins police say that during a confrontation, one of two people involved was hurt. When shots were fired, that person went to hospital on their own. Investigators say video from the area has been an integral part of their probe and that it was not a random occurrence. The two people know each other. Police are still asking for anyone with information to call them or Crime Stoppers. The mild weather has already forced closure of the cross-country ski and snowshoe trails at Porcupine Ski Runners. It's done enough damage on its own. However, President Christine Dorion says for most of the past week, a snowmobile has been zipping back and forth, so the trails will freeze with a snowmobile imprint.
Plus, we don't quite have a full base yet. Ground's not quite frozen, so we don't have much to work with to fix that.
Dorion doesn't know if the snowmobiler didn't see ski club members flag them down or ignored it. A police report has been filed, and if the sledder is identified, charges will be laid. Check your mailbox. 55,000 members of the Canadian Union of Postal Workers went back to work today after a month on strike. But if you're expecting Christmas parcels, you're probably out of luck. Experts say it'll take at least a month to clear up the backlog in the system. Canada Post estimates there are 12 million items to be delivered. The federal government's latest fiscal update was finally tabled in the Commons yesterday by House Leader Carina Gould, and it shows a whopping $62 billion spending deficit, more than 50% higher than promised in April. Among the highlights, a $5.5 billion shortfall in government revenue because of a slower-than-expected economy and $1.3 billion over 3 years on a border protection program.
For these stories and more, or to sign up for news alerts, go to MyTimmonsNow.com.